Then we will move on to the financial report as far as treasurer, bookkeeper, monthly expenses for December. Linda, I know you're putting together some stuff to hand out.
Well, I had these copies, but they didn't collate them. This is the December expenditure. This is off of the check register and the state bank of Southern Utah. Those are December's expenditures. If anybody else would like a copy, there you go. I labeled everything.
I've totally lost you guys.
We're working on the check register, just reading through the paperwork I brought. Sorry, John.
You were break clipping there, that's why, and I thought, well, it just died.
Oh, okay, no. Are there any questions on that?
On the BLM right away, I had a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, isn't that excessive?
I don't
know what the deal was.
Well, that's
I need to still look into that. We did pay that right, though. What it was is a 10-year agreement, and but we're still.
Okay. So that payment is, we'll take care of it for the next 10 years?
Yes, on the 11th.
It's not an annual payment.
No, it's not an annual payment. It's a 10-year, by the way.
And that covers what portion of
the
road?
The roads between ranch property and crossing BLM, like when you go from Broad Mellow to Slide Canyon, and there's a few other areas.
That's so Brent can get over to Slide Canyon.
Yeah, that back road.
Any of the roads that cross federal land, we got a Title V easement to that comes with a maintenance fee. And that fee, evidently from my asking around, has substantially been raised here in the last year or so. And so
500% or something.
Yeah, they made a real big adjustment. So at least hopefully now it's taken care of for 10 years, but there's still some question.
Yeah, I'm still going to look.
Where, you know, Linda had printed out. You know, we've made several payments in the last 3 or 4 years, and so
well,
to make sure we have
the documents here and stuff, so I'll review that and get with the BLM on that.
Okay. Any other questions on the check register of the account?
By the way, when I sent that bill in, I did it on the 31st because I just felt really like we needed to pay it rather than let it go delinquent.
Our rights are covered that way.
And I also wrote on it, though, that we felt it was excessive, that it was an unplanned for expense, and that it was because
well,
it was
so expensive.
It's only
unplanned because we weren't aware of it.
Because of the increase.
The increase, too. They could have given us a better notification, but I'm not sure where that went to yet, so we'll follow up. I think any expense like that, we obviously need to track these things, and so that's why in this year's budget we budgeted an amount to go towards that. So every year $500 gets put away, put aside for BLM property rights. So when the bill does come due, there's money for it.
Okay. I had initially when I received it, I had initially called and had a chat and discussion with, I think it was Mr. Wolf. I wrote it on the paperwork that I gave you guys so you'd know who I'd talked to and what it was about. So.
All right.
Okay.
Everything else looks in order. AmeriGas has been topped off.
Have we received a bill from Sandstone Plumbing?
No.
Okay.
And I have talked to everybody, at least, some of them three times, and I decided that, well, if they send us a bill, then we'll pay it. But otherwise, I guess they're doing it for the fun. I don't know.
So we got the Settlers Cove, these are the big ticket items, Settlers Cove on the repair of the tractor, the AmeriGas bill for filling tanks.
And yesterday's mail was
And the taxes, the property taxes, $5,000.
And I thought about
Jenkins Oil, which would have been the diesel and unleaded gasoline that was filled with tanks.
That was a really good price on those. That was about $2 a gallon. So.
And those are the big things.
Yeah, we decided to get those topped off when the fuel prices were low. Hopefully they'll, as we're tracking things now, we get a better idea of our consumption and plan and it. We can plan better for future budget.
There's a refund to Patricia Graham that she paid twice. Or
it's not a refund. It was a...
which line?
It was a chargeback. I haven't talked to her personally yet, but that's on my list to do next week is to call her and talk to her because this year we've had a real hard time with her assessment check. So.
Didn't clear.
Say it again?
Yeah, didn't clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's...
So that's a negative then, of course.
Yeah.
The couple other deposits
that's
in there
back.
Are mainly assessments.
Were those mainly assessments?
You've
got the livestock, the 9,600 in the livestock sale that would make sense. This 424 and the 1,075 that were deposited in.
Yes, in fact, let me give you a figure on that. We've already brought it. Oh, we have out on the total on that. We have outstanding checks, about $4,000 worth of outstanding checks here that have not come through yet.
Okay.
And we have received close to $5,000 in assessments already. And well, actually, more than that because I have $6,000 in the envelope that came in the last 2 days that haven't been deposited yet. So what shows on here is close to $5,000 up at the top, too, at the very beginning. There's one here. So, yeah.
Okay. Would it still not be easier to print the December check register in QuickBooks that would show the deposit? This is off the this
oh,
is,
I can
this
do
is
that.
Directly.
Right. Yeah.
This is the bank account that where you're printing offline from
yeah.
the client's bank. But then it would have, however, you're memoing each of the bills that were, you know, who it went to and what it was for, and the same thing with deposits, it would break out and show usually who it was. And they should line up, you know, fairly quick. If something was not, you know, because this is stuff that's hit the bank in December,
exactly.
Not really what we sent out in December. And so it will always, the bank account will always lag until checks clear and some of those.
It does.
Kind of
that's why I put that 4,000 at the top, so you know about that. Okay.
I haven't looked at it to see, but at the same time.
Your December. Go ahead.
Well, like this check for $94.95 to Sound Room in the check register, then that would say it went to Sound Room and maybe have a memo of kind of what it was for.
Okay. It doesn't always write everything on that file that is in my books, but in the next 2 months I'll be bringing a laptop with me, right?
Right.
Right.
And so if there's any questions at all, we can look it up in
okay.
the poll. But yes, I can do that. I don't.
Okay.
I don't
now
need
on the 16th, there was a deposit for $1,000. That was off of cattle. Is that from the Johnson?
Which part?
The deposit for $1,075 is cattle and.
$1,075.
On page 2.
Right here.
Oh yeah, that's cattle, and then we and $75 was us. We stayed out at the ranch for a couple of nights.
Okay. I think that this other paperwork you handed out, do we want to go over now or when we discuss more
budget?
The budget,
that would be fine.
In as a whole, I think.
Anybody else need a budget?
So.
Okay.
Why do I, is that the total?
Budget versus actual, you have it.
This is the
30%. Yeah, that's for 2008.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Good idea.